No, it's the same thing. No. Why? Because the grace of God didn't go to them. They repeat, they reject God. So you reject him, he didn't come. But you accept him, he gives you all this law. And he protects you with any way he can give. That's what is the whole thing. They try to disturb this truth. Because this truth comes from here. Look around, all over. All kinds of religions. Does anyone say the truth? No. Did anyone hear, you have these words for immortality? Any one of them? Did you hear any one of them say about immortality? No. From dust to dust. No, man is not made dust to dust. He's made from life and goes to life. You understand me now?
Yes.
It came from life and goes to life. Not from dust and dust. You know? It was one time, one fox, and she got the baby fox. And the fox sees the little baby, sees the grapes of the man. The mother says, she look at that. Mother, I want these grapes. They're not good, my friend, my boy, not good yet. They're not ripe yet. Why? Because she couldn't reach there. She fooled the kid that she cared, they're not ripe. So same thing, they fooled the people that is not man made in this way. From dust to dust. Jesus died. No, Jesus never died. Never died. But they put this way. He died, you must die. No, it's not that way. The man who gives life to dead three times, how he can die? Only this one, you think this way, you can see the reality. You give life to death. 5 days inside the grave. Say, come on out. This man can be in a grave. Christ's body can be in a grave. Has the power anything to suppress the Christ's body? No. He put in their minds, seal me. I do what I have to do, and to prove to mankind what man is. It's not what you see. It's that power that is inside you that you don't see. See this power. Develop this power, and you'll be one with this power. Don't listen to any one of them, because all their death falls. All they live in the darkness. Completely darkness. Not darkness, blindfolded darkness. That's right. That's right. Blindfolded darkness. And they wear the things over them, and they say, the Pope, kiss my ring. But damn it. What is this man?
Not the same as kissing my ass,
bro. That's right. You know? Masters, they don't have these dresses and this and that. But they dress with God's light. That they don't even know what is this thing there. They never experienced anything there. You see pops one after the other die like a chickens.
And then they run around with like a chicken with its head cut off.
You know? You see cardinals, you see bishops, all these things. Mortal, dead, finished. Because they don't know the Spirit of God is inside here. They never experienced this kind of energy. So how are they going to know what is life? The prototype made in wrong copy. The wrong plan, the wrong idea, everything is wrong. And every copy come out from there, it's wrong. the prototype is not ripe, that's what happens. We don't have anything from what they got in the dark ages before, the idolatry. We don't believe in idols, not in persons, but the idea that is in the back of the person. This is the truth. This Jesus came to teach, not to establish any religions, any authority, but to teach man what man is exactly, and what man he can do when he attains this guide, God's perfection. The adversary worked in this way to bring men so low, to go men so far out of God. But man has the spirit inside him. No matter how much mud you put inside over the gold, hidden, when the water of truth pass over and clean up all the mud, the gold gonna shine with all his sparkles again. That is truth. That is the God's light. Nobody can cover this. Nobody has the power to cover this. But when you are on this light, you be one with your Creator. All religions are going to disappear from the face of earth. He's never going to be again established. Never. Because man, when he finds the truth, never walk in the dark again. Religion is like a candle, this little candle. How far you can see with this little candle? Nothing. They hold this candle to do what? But the sun, when the time of the light of sun come over, do you need this candle? Do you need this candle?
No.
No. You don't need it. So, because the sun lights up, this candle disappears. That's what is religions. And that's the way they fool the people, with a little candle, with little matches. No. They make a status all over. Madonna, Jesus, this, that, St. John, St. Paul, St. This. What they got in the old time? Status. What they believe in status. Where these churches and these temples, the great temples, disappear? Why? Why disappear? Because they didn't represent the truth. They didn't express the truth. That's why disappear. Anything that not how does not have strong foundations is going to collapse. Where is the Temple of Solomon? They go there and put stones there and they put papers inside. Stupidity! Stupidity! Have you been down in Israel?
No.
You see them, they go in there and they stick papers inside and stones. Did you see more stupidity and stay and touch the stones? Think about how low their mind is. Their mind sees exactly what they believe. Stones. Stones. There is no chosen people. Don't believe this thing. Chosen is those that do the work of God.
Yes. Make the choice.
It's not your brothers. Never mind, you come from the same mother. Him there, she got 9 brothers. West. He's the only one who gets enlightened. They came from the same mother? That's what I say. He's not your brother. He's not your sister. Sister and brothers are those, they do the work of God. This is sister and brothers. Not because he's sister or his brother. Yes, I love this person. But you are not in my way. You can't stop my way. Me, I'm me, and you are you. So you must stay under this light. Because everything is false, sir. Everything is false. From top government up to the top religion. All is false. Same thing is going to happen to these churches. Same thing would have happened to these temples. Same thing would have happened to these synagogues. Same thing would have happened to these mosques. Because everything goes according to what you believe. You believe in stones? You got stones. You believe in idols? You got idols. But idols and stones, destroy it. The truth never be destroyed. This be established by the time God created all the worlds, by the eternal laws. This is the truth. Something never changes. Anything changes is not truth. And these angels, through this person here, speak the truth to you, to everyone, he can receive it. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's what is the whole thing. Don't listen to what they say, anyone. Doesn't matter government or anyone. They don't know nothing. They're stones. They sold body, mind, and soul to this damn paper money. Everything is there. That's the evil. That is the evil on earth. I give you money, kill him. If you didn't have money, you're going to say him, kill him. I give you guns, kill each other. I give you guns, kill them. Why? Because of this money. That's the illusion they live. That's the false world they live. That's the dream they live. They don't know what is reality. But the dream, how long will it last? How long will it last, the dream? You wake up and you see again where you stand. All this is gone. That same thing going to happen here. That man going to come with a new consciousness in this planet again. The aquarium consciousness. The higher consciousness. You come back again, transform it with new consciousness. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I speak the truth. And the truth is one. One man, one God. Doesn't matter black, white, yellow, red, anything. The colors, they have no meaning. The expression that comes after from this color, that means. And this color expressed God. Everyone is child of God. But they are prodigal sons, too. They are the prodigals. They're going to get tired, but there's no time yet. There is no time anymore. Time runs out fast. The clock moves. And when he means 12, bing, that time, there's nothing. No return. They must be destroyed. That's what is the whole thing. We are one mankind. Those, they have the power of God in them. Those, they believe in the power of God in them. Nothing else in you. It is everything is in you. Outside of you is nothing. More is you. Find this thing here. And then you see what means power of God. I love you all. I have to leave you very soon. I hope to come back. You know,
Terry.
I hope to come back.
Terry, may I have permission to add something to what you said?
Yes.
And with all you?
Yes.
Terry has become a mentor of mine. Many years ago, I came close to death. And I was on the brink of death. And Christ came to me. And he mentioned a few words to me. And shortly after, I met someone very similar to Terry, spoke the same language. And he took me to the process of healing. And he taught me to pray and to believe and to see this light he talks about. And when this happened, my body began to heal and restore itself. This thing he mentions about purification, this thing he talks about mud going over the gold, it's all true. We keep ingesting things that cover up this gold to ourselves. Terry has taught me over and over again to breathe the light, to breathe God into myself, into every part of my being, that it will generate the energy and the power and the love and everything that He has for us, that it shall bring healing. So when the masters took him, step by step, little baby steps, showing him how to clean himself and wash himself from the inside out, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. The message that I'm adding to this is that think twice. The things that you think about, put Him first, as He says. Let all your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, all of it, be through Him first. If those things are not worthy, then cast them. The things that you think and feel are critical. They're important. It can change your life. It can destroy you or make you and keep you. The things that you ingest are the same. The message here is, let's not take our lives for granted. I did for many years. I thought that I could eat anything that I wanted, any time that I wanted, however much I wanted. I didn't realize that anything that I thought about had anything to the outcome of my life. So whatever guilts and whatever resentments and fear that we might dwell on, cast them. Rebuke them. See the light, the truth. Know God and let Him dwell within you, and He will free you. This mud He talks about, this evil that He talks about, we all are being constantly influenced to do the opposite of what the truth is. Anything that can poison us physically and or mentally or emotionally or spiritually, it will destroy us. Do I speak the truth, Terry?
Yes.
So, Terry was put through times and periods where he fasted and he prayed to cleanse himself. He was given clean, pure, natural foods that help cleanse and feed and build his body. Believe me, he's the strongest 75-year-old I've ever met. He's solid. He's real. He's gone through his many challenges in his life that's caused a lot of degeneration. But for what he is and for what he stands for is all true and right. This was impressed on me to say this today. Only that whosoever is in this room that wishes and desires to really seek the truth and live the truth and practice it and apply it. Wisdom is not just learning about the truth, but is living it, applying it, practicing it. Taking the time to fast and allow your organs to rest so you can receive. How is it that each of us can receive His message and hear the voice within ourselves when it's defiled? We must cleanse ourselves in every which way, all the way through, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If we choose to fail in any one of them, we lose. It's that simple. He's been trying so hard to teach us and to show us the way. I'm just a baby just like you. And I'm so thankful that Terry was able to come and we were able to unite all together. And I'm grateful to know each one of you too. And I too love each one of you. I feel so alone sometimes for the places I go. So, ask within yourselves, is this good for me? Then I shall eat it. Is this bad for me? Then I will not. If the things that are healthy and natural to the body, then partake of it, that it shall bring healing and cleansing and all. If you have any idea how much plants have to go through before they become mature and ready for you to consume, there's a lot of energy in that. So if you'll take and partake the life inside you, it will give you life. It will prepare you for the future to handle what's coming. Do you agree with that, Terry?
That's what it is.
So purify your bodies and your minds and your spirits. Allow this love then to flow within yourselves. And know that each one of you, each of us, are loved greatly by God. And we truly are one with Him. And accept nothing less than that. Anyway, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. I tell you one thing, my friends. I tell you one thing, my friends. I was in Detroit, 1985. It was a boy there. He was very, very, very bad. Drugs, this, that, stealing, anything, name it. He met me. I said, I'm going to Florida. I'm coming with you, he says. Where these things happen, from that time he met me, up to date, he changed completely everything at that time. No smoke, no drink, no women, no drugs, no stealing, no touching, no anything. One moment. He says, my mother, my father, my priest, everyone, tell me to change life. I say, go to hell, every one of you. I don't know what happens to me this moment, and I change everything. I don't want it. I hate everything. I don't want to put anything in my mouth. What happened? And this boy today is 32 years old. And he was sick. Sick. Today is very powerful. Powerful. They can't understand where his power is there. Everybody says, Joe, you met him. Right? And he called me father. And I call him son. How the sick became powerful. How his became powerful. Everyone. AIDS does not exist. AIDS is here. Find this power in you and you're going to be young again. There is no menopause, anything. Going to start over again, new life. Every everything gonna start growing again. But only through this power in you. Because this is the power that made you to function. Diminish this power, you diminish yourself too. Increase this power, you increase yourself too. That is simple. So, everyone must work for himself. Because everyone comes to this world by himself. Look inside, don't look down. Don't look around, don't look this, don't look that. Inside. It's closer than anything that exists inside you. Find him, worship him, bless him. And he's gonna reveal to you. You be one with him. Because he loves you. You are his children. And the father and the mother love his children. Doesn't matter if they go away. Doesn't matter if they hurt. But still love. So, that is the whole thing today. We must work, everyone, for himself to attain this Christ consciousness. The higher spirit development of man. Books doesn't make anything. Nothing. Practice. Practice. And you see how the development in this vehicle works. You see how the light inside you start working. You see how you're going to feel with this light inside you. But don't expect to be instantly. You must patiently persistence. And he's going to work slowly, but surely, and you get strength. And no disease going to come to you. No death going to come to you. When the light fulfills this body. Did you see anything come to God? Any disease go to God? No. Because of this light. And you are part. I tell you one thing. This is the way. You are part of this. You got the same qualities. But you are far away. This thing is you. And this is there. You must find this to put this there to join. And you find exactly, you find God. No matter they say, oh, this is this, this is this, this is, no. You find yourself that you meet again exactly this point. Every detail must be filled. And that's the way you know you are in contact. Because his power is going to pass through you after. You're going to be a new person, new ideas, all the ideas, old ideas gone. You won't know anything of these old ones. I was the same one. Where is this? Nothing. It's gone. I don't even think about these things. Why? Because I see the light. I'm going to look back in the dark. Did you see anyone going from light to dark? No. You're going to light. So, go to the light. Then you know what is light. This light created the rewards. This light created life. So, this light is eternal. Never diminishes. Do you know where this light comes from? Do you know anyone?
God.
From the great cosmic central sun. Do you know how big is that great central cosmic sun?
Mackerel.
You can't even conceive it. There are 10 galaxies, 90 universes, plus one of us, 91 universes and 91 suns, universal suns. And this cosmic, central, great sun has four creators' suns around him. They rotate like generator, and they produce the colors, the spectrum of colors, the green, the blue, the yellow, and the red. And these red, all these colors go into the center, absorbed by this cosmic sun, and become pure white crystal. This is the part where everything comes all the way down up to here. This thing is 91,000 times as all these things I tell you before. This thing does not rotate. Pulsate this way. Pulsate that heart of man. This is the macrocosm and this is the microcosm. It's exactly man without what exists there is exactly the same protein type is exactly man. Everything that is there is in man. That's why this here, this chakra, the top chakra, when be developed, lights up the million suns. Can you understand now who you are? It's equal to size of man, to development of the great central cosmic sun. 91,000 times as all these things you hear. And every one galaxy goes 9.1 times space and volume. And the next one, the same one, and the same one, the same one. 9.1 times volume and space. Think now, our universe, the unit, the one. He has about 200 million miles diameter. 9.1 times more distance away is the next one. Do you know what is the great cosmos? That's what is the great cosmos. It's so far away. It's going to measure it in years of light. And these spaceships run years of light and come here. Do we have anything, this kind of technology?
No.
Think what minds are those. They come through this channel. Do you understand now? And that's why they don't want it.
But they don't worry.
They don't want it.
Want it, okay.
They don't want it. This channel to speak the truth. Because they don't know the greatness of God. They don't know where this life comes. They don't know what life is. They don't know what the purpose is. They don't know why man came here. And they don't know either where is man goes. They live in complete ignorance. Complete ignorance. You see me speak like that? I never be one out in school. In English. I never attain 1 hour class. I write, I type, I do everything. Nobody teaches me anything. And I make a correction in spelling my daughters in high school. See? They need to go to learn. It comes to you. The master speak any language you want. Doesn't matter what is. Why? Because he got perception. He got developed the highest crown chakra. When he developed this, and you be around, you see light all over. Like a sun. Let the Pope to do that. Let the Pope to do that. When he passed through the temple, the light shines all over and stays there. And everyone passed through his life, they get healed immediately. They brought their people crippled with the cancers. People they couldn't walk with cut legs. And they push them with the wheel inside. And they come to the other door, they're new men. Did you see that? Legs, no legs. And he come there and walk. Where this power is? Who has this power? Only those they've been chosen and been God's true servants. Only those they do the work of God has the power to express God in mankind. People cancer, rotten completely. They couldn't even stand in their feet. They pushed him in the wheel inside. And he came back to rise men. Why? Every 14 years. See? Where is this power? We are not what we are, what we see. We are different. We got the spark inside here. If you got the spark under the ashes, is there the spark? Is it? If you take the ashes out and you blow, you're going to have fire from this? Yes. That's what it is. The fire of life is there. But it's covered. Why? All this math, all these superstitions, all these teachings, all these wrong fear, all these things they speak around everything, in every direction, you got wrong. Come in and pile, and pile, and pile, and pile, and cleanse, close this thing inside. Blow the breath of life. Take out this sad ashes. You got the light again. Blow in this, you got fire. That fire is going to fill all your body. But it's not fire to destroy. It's fire of life. This is the fire of life that comes into your body and gives you the temperature that has this body. Diminishing this temperature, you are sick and dead. Increase this temperature, you are sick and dead. This is the barometer that shows exactly what's supposed to be. The fire of life is certain to keep this body in right position, in right condition, in right way all the organs to function. If this fire of life doesn't work perfect, you start pain. And you feel pain, you have warning. Something goes wrong. That's what is the pain. Warning. And you must take care and you see what's going on. And if you got pain in some place, if the negative work through you and pass you, if you allow that to come through you, concentrate, contemplate, meditate, send the light there. Send the light there. I tell you one thing, my friends. what the light is, and if you do it faithfully, faithfully. When I was up in Canada, my wife went in a sign store, and he met a woman there who had cancer. And she says, I make operation. And the doctor, they told me I'm all right. But now look at this, how am I again? And I went back and she says, I can live because they make a metastasis. And I say one thing. Because they got this stupid and greedy medicine of medical act to cut and tie the hands of the Spirit of God and put them in their hands until they drain you from every pain you got, and then they send you to the graveyard.
Everybody listening?
They went. I say, go back to your doctor. Let them sign this paper and say, we got no cure for this. It's incurable. And we can't do anything else in our medicine power and knowledge. She went. You can't be done. You can't be done. You're dead. That's all. It's impossible.